This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India SAESI facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is becoming a part of the expanding global aviation market.
भारत के एविएशन सेक्टर में तेज एक्सपेंशन के चलते मेंटेनेंस रिपेयर एंड ओवरहॉल एमआरओ की सुविधाओं की जरूरत बढ़ रही है हमारा 85% एमआरओ का काम देश के बाहर होता रहा है इससे खर्च बढ़ता था समय ज्यादा लगता था और एयरक्राफ्ट लंबे समय तक ग्राउंड में रहते थे ये स्थिति भारत जैसे विशाल एविएशन मार्केट के लिए ठीक नहीं थी इसलिए आज भारत सरकार देश के दुनिया के एक बड़े एमआरओ केंद्र के रूप में विकसित कर रही है अब पहली बार देश में एक ग्लोबल ओईएम डीप लेवल सर्विसिंग की
He said India welcomes investment and innovation and the production-linked incentive PIL schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The Prime Minister added, to encourage global investment and industries, the government has undertaken some of the most transformative reforms in history. Mr. Modi said that SAESI facility is a significant step forward in building a self-reliant and resilient India. SAESI is Safran's dedicated facility for leading-edge aviation propulsion LEAP engines, which power the Airbus A320neo and Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Samvidhan Divas is being observed across the country today. The main function is being held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament are present at the event. On Constitution Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the framers of the Constitution and said that their vision and foresight continue to inspire every citizen in their pursuit of building a Vikasit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the Constitution gives utmost importance to human dignity, equality and liberty, empowering countrymen with rights. The Prime Minister added that the Constitution reminds everyone of their duties as citizens and advised everyone to always try to fulfill those duties as they are the foundation of a strong democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written to the citizens of India, recalling the historic adoption of the Constitution in 1949. Underlining the enduring role of Constitution in guiding the nation's progress, the Prime Minister in his letter noted that in 2015, the government declared 26th November as Constitution Day to honour the sacred document. The Prime Minister called upon citizens to place their duties foremost in their minds as India moves towards the vision of building a developed and empowered nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also extended his wishes to the countrymen on the occasion. Mr. Singh said that Constitution Day reminds everyone of the visionaries who shaped the foundation of India and entrusted the citizens with values to guide the national journey. On the anniversary of 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives to protect the people of the country. In a social media post, the president said that the nation remembers the supreme sacrifice of the soldiers with gratitude. India will launch formal negotiations for a free trade agreement, FTA, with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that the FTA discussions with the five-member EAEU, comprising Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, will begin in New Delhi following the signing of Terms of Reference on August 20, 2025. In football, India will lock horns with Chinese Taipei in the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Ekta Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.